Vrajasya of the herd of cows. Ramaha Balaram Prema Riddhahe, because of an increase of affection. Viksha, after observing. Okantyam, attachment. Anukshanam, constantly. Amuktastaneshu, who had grown up and were no longer drawing milk from their mothers. Apatyeshu, in regard to those calves. Api, even. Ahetuvit,
not understanding the reason.
Achintayat, began to consider as follows. As a translation, because of an increase of affection, the cows had constant attachment even to those calves that were grown up and had stopped sucking milk from their mothers. When Baladev saw this attachment, he was unable to understand the reason for it, and thus he began to consider as follows. You can repeat. Because of an increase of affection, the cows had constant attachment, even to those calves that were grown up, and had stopped sucking milk from their mothers. When Baladev saw this attachment, he was unable to understand the reason for it. Thus he began to consider as follows. So purport by His Divine Grace, Śrīla Prabhupāda, Śrīla Prabhupāda Ki Jai. The cows had younger calves who had started sucking milk from their mothers, and some of the cows had newly given birth. But now, because of love, the cows enthusiastically show their affection for the older calves, which had left off milking. These calves were grown up, but still the mothers wanted to feed them. Therefore, Balaram was a little surprised, and he wanted to inquire from Krishna about the reason for their behavior. The mothers were actually more anxious to feed the older calves, although the new calves were present, because the older calves were expansions of Krishna. These surprising events were taking place by the manipulation of Yoga Maya. There are two mayas working under the direction of Krishna: Mahamaya, the energy of the material world, and Yogamaya, the energy of the spiritual world. These uncommon events were taking place because of the influence of Yogamaya. From the very day on which Brahma stole the calves and boys, Yogamaya acted in such a way that the residents of Vrindavan, including even Lord Balaram, could not understand how Yogamaya was working and causing such uncommon things to happen. But as Yogamaya gradually acted, Balaram in particular was able to understand what was happening, and therefore he inquired from Krishna. Rajasya Rama Premadir Vikshot Kanjam Anukshanam Muktastaneshva Pachyeshvapi Ahetu Veda Chintayat. So Omagana Timuranda Shah Nanjana Shilakaya Chakshuru Meditam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. So whenever the Lord appears, whenever Krishna appears, he appears with his expansions. He doesn't appear alone. Just like Śrīla Prabhupāda gave the example that when an important man comes, let's say the President of the United States is another important personality, he comes with his whole entourage. There may be, of course, bodyguards, of course, Secret Service, and there may be other associates and the press who are taking pictures of him at the same time. So in the same way, when Krishna appears, he comes with his devotees, and especially he comes with his expansions, what we call the Chaturvyuha expansion. That means Vasudeva Sankarshan, Prajuna, and Aniruddha. So the original Sankarshan, it's actually pronounced Sankarshan, not Sankarshan. It's interesting. Most of the times I pronounce it wrong. It's Hongkarshan because it's a nasal. Sankarshan. The original Sankarshan is Balaram. And whenever Krishna appears, Balaram appears with him. And of course we know when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared 500 years ago, approximately, Balaram appeared with him as Lord Nityananda, Balaram Hoila Nitai. And so when Lord Ram appeared many eons ago in the Treta Yuga, Balaram appeared as Lakshman. And we see that Balaram's position is always to assist the Supreme Personality of Godhead in his various pastimes. And sometimes Balaram or Nityananda or Lakshman are not really aware of what the Lord is planning, which is quite interesting. And sometimes they're even upset with the Lord. And we'll see later on in these pastimes here in this volume of the Srimad Bhagavatam that Balaram becomes upset with the Supreme Lord in many different instances. One instance is when Krishna was dancing on the heads of the Kaliya serpent, and the residents of Vrindavan were practically dying because of feeling fear for Krishna's safety. This is also Yogamaya. The residents of Vrindavan, of course, are not aware that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of God. And when you leave Vrindavan and you go to Dwarka, then there's more awareness. In Dwarka, Mathura, there's more awareness that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But in Vrindavan, no. Even if Krishna gives a little glimpse, like when Mother Yashoda looked in Krishna's mouth and she saw all the universes, still it just happens for a second and then Krishna just covers them up again with the Yogamaya potency. So what happened is when Krishna was dancing on the heads of the Kaliya serpent, before he danced, actually, when he was captured by the Kaliya serpent, or apparently captured, then the residents of Vrindavan are ready to leave their bodies or enter into the water to try to save Krishna. And then Balaram said to Krishna, Krishna, you know, free yourself. These are not your Vaikuntha attendants. These are your devotees in Vrindavan who will die if you don't manifest the pastime of chastising the Kaliya serpent. So we find that Balaram sometimes, in the pastimes, he's actually even disagreeing with what Krishna does. Or in the pastimes of Lord Ram, we find that Lakshman, in many cases, was disagreeing with what Lord Ram was doing. For example, Lakshman had to make arrangement for Sita Devi to enter into the fire after Lord Ram had defeated Ravana. And then eventually Lakshman had to be the one to drop Sita Devi off in the forest near the ashram of Valmiki Muni. So Lakshman was not at all happy. That's Balaram, of course, was not at all happy with these particular activities of the Supreme Personality of God. And so why is it that Balaram is sometimes opposing the Lord or not in agreement with the Lord? This is to develop the taste of the pastimes of the Supreme Personality of God. Just like we see in the pastimes between Radha and Krishna, sometimes we see Radharani exhibiting her a mood or attitude and becoming angry at the Supreme Lord and even having her associates take sticks to beat the Supreme Personality of Godhead to keep him away. So Balaram the same way under Yogamaya, because even Krishna voluntarily puts himself under Yogamaya, what to speak of Balaram and the other expansions of the Supreme Lord. Under the influence of Yogamaya, he appears to oppose the Supreme Lord or disagree with the Supreme Lord. And some of the pastimes, other pastimes that illustrate this point, are when Balaram... Well, before I tell those pastimes, let me explain etiquette in the Vedic system. Because the etiquette in the Vedic system, although in the West we don't know about etiquette, we just think everything's one. But the etiquette in the Vedic system is that if you have an older brother, then the older brother will be obeyed just like your father. What to speak? Of course, nowadays they don't obey the father or the mother. But if you have an older brother, that's respect. That's a respectable personality. You must be obeyed according to the Vedic etiquette. And in fact, the older brother is called a Bhrata Shri. You see this sometimes in the Hindi movies. That means my worshipful, opulent brother. And you're not even supposed to refer to your brother utilizing the familiar you. In Sanskrit and also in Hindi, you have a familiar you and a formal you. And also in Spanish, it's the same thing. Many languages. In English, you don't have that. In English, you just have you. No matter who the person is, you just say you. And you can't really tell what the relationship is. But in Spanish, it's tú or usted. That is the informal and the formal. So the younger brother's not even supposed to speak to the older brother using the informal tú, and the informal tum, actually, which is Hindi. The informal, because that's considered an insult. And in the Mahabharat, you see that Arjuna, at one particular point, is supposed to kill Yudhisthira. It's an interesting story. The reason he's supposed to kill Yudhisthira is that he took a vow that if anyone insulted his Gandiva bow, he would kill that person. So he takes a vow, you know, Kshatriya's vow is always supposed to be fulfilled. So Yudhisthira insults his Gandiva bow, and he thinks, now I have to kill Yudhisthira. So he basically got ready to kill Yudhisthira, Maharaj. And Krishna said, no, that's not really what we're supposed to do here. Because we're in the middle of the battle of Kurukshetra, and we're not supposed to start killing each other. You know, it's one thing, we're supposed to kill the Kurus, but not kill each other. So Krishna said, you figure out another way to kill Yudhisthira, and you kill Yudhisthira by saying you in the informal sense. And that was considered killing, you know, killing the relationship. It's such a big insult, it's like killing. So, anyway, getting back to the story about Balaram or Lakshman, is that Balaram is always supposed to, Lakshman is supposed to always obey the order of Lord Ram, which he did. And so Lakshman pleasing Lord Ram very much by his service throughout the years, was given a benediction by Lord Ram, and Lord Ram said, ask anything you want, and Lakshman said, in the future I just want to appear as your older brother, not as your younger brother anymore, because being your younger brother I have to follow all these instructions which I really disagree with. So after that time, Lakshman or Balaram, which is the same personality, Lakshman's expansion of Balaram, he appeared as Balaram. And so Balaram was the older brother, but Krishna didn't follow that etiquette. One thing you'll find very interesting about Krishna is he doesn't follow normal social norms. He violates quite a few social norms. I often tell the devotees, Krishna's a horrible example for us, because you're not supposed to do what he does. You're not supposed to follow his example. Whereas when Krishna leaves Vrindavan, he becomes a better example. Lord Rama is a pretty good example for us. I mean, it's a really amazing example of sticking to Dharma, even so far as renouncing his own familial enjoyment for the good of the citizens. Whereas Krishna himself in Vrindavan doesn't follow these particular etiquettes. Anyway, so Balaram is the older brother of Krishna, and in Hindi he's called Dauji. And I know if you go on pilgrimage in Vrindavan with Dina Bando, he's always saying, Dauji Maharaj Kijai. You know, I don't know if anyone remembers that. So, and there's many deities of Dauji. One deity of Govardhan is in the city of Anior. Anior means give me more, because Krishna, as Govardhan, wanted more and more food. So, this deity is 5,000 years old and was installed by Vrajanava, who is Krishna's great-grandson, that is the son of Aniruddha. And so you'll see many deities of Dauji or Balaram around. So Balaram, in many instances, did not... listen to Krishna. And Krishna did not listen to Balaram, which was the etiquette. Krishna was supposed to listen to Balaram. So one instance that comes to mind is the marriage of Subhadra. Subhadra, of course, is the sister of Krishna and Balaram, and Balaram really became, quite close friends with Duryodhana. Duryodhana had this plan that he wanted to get Balaram on his side because he knew that one day he would be fighting with Arjuna and Arjuna would have Krishna on his side. So he thought, what is it called? Divide and conquer. So he thought, well, if I marry into the family, then first of all, Balaram's going to be on my side. And second of all, Krishna's not going to be able to attack me, because generally you do not attack family members. Of course, later on, Balaram did attack a family member, Rukmi, when he knocked Rukmi's teeth out. But in any case, Duryodhana was planning like that. And so he went to his parents, Ugrasena, and he said to them, actually Vasudev, and he said to Vasudev that actually I have a nice boy for Subhadra. And Vasudev said, who? And Balaram said, I have this nice Duryodhana, and he's my disciple. Because Duryodhana was a disciple of Balaram. Balaram was teaching the fighting arts with the club. And Duryodhana became very, very expert in this regard. So I have a nice boy for him. So Vasudev basically said, all right, I guess we have to listen to you. But Krishna had another plan. Krishna wanted Subhadra to marry Arjuna. And so he had to do this by trick. He had to disobey Balaram by tricking. And his trick was that, according to the Krishna book, 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, is that he had Arjuna dress up as a sannyasi. And generally, nobody suspects the sannyasi is going to run away with your daughter or your sister, right? Because it's Kali. In Kali Yuga that may happen, but in the previous yugas it obviously didn't happen. So Arjuna was visiting, described in the Krishna book, Arjuna was visiting the house of Krishna and Balaram Subhadra, and he was sitting down at the dinner table. There's a nice picture in the old version of the Krishna book. He was sitting down at the dinner table and making eyes at Subhadra. And nobody suspected, because he was acting or dressed up as a sannyasi. And then he kidnapped her. And Balaram got so angry that he was ready to kill. He called for the soldiers of the Yadu dynasty, and he was ready to kill Arjuna. He said, this is an insult. But then Krishna was sitting there during this whole assembly, and Krishna was smiling, and Balaram says, why are you smiling? And Krishna explains, well, actually, it's not an insult. This is the way Kshatriyas get married anyway. That's one of the bona fide marriage systems amongst Kshatriyas, which is called the Rakshasa marriage system. Krishna himself employed that system when he kidnaps Rukmini. So it's completely bona fide in the previous age, not in this age, of course. So, plus it's not an insult, because Arjuna is a great personality, and Balaram finally, in a frustrated way, put down his weapons, and he said, Krishna did it again. So we find this happens quite a bit. Also, in the Battle of Kurukshetra, Balaram didn't take part in the Battle of Kurukshetra because he saw that the two opposing sides, he was actually friends with both sides, and especially Duryodhana was his shisha, was his disciple. So Balaram went on pilgrimage during that time. And right at the end of his pilgrimage, he came back to Kurukshetra and he found that Bhimsen was fighting with Duryodhana. And they were going to have this club fight. And the club fight, you're not really supposed to hit below the belt. You can hit anywhere above the waist, but not below the belt. I mean, that's one of the rules. But Duryodhana had previously become invulnerable by having his mother Gandhari glance at him, invulnerable in every part of his body except for the middle section, the private parts, you know, right around the hips, that section like that. And the reason for that, we know that story, is that Krishna tricked Duryodhana, because when Duryodhana was going to see Gandhari, and Gandhari was going to glance with him for the first time, she was going to take her blindfold off and glance at his body and make his body invulnerable, and whatever she saw would become as hard as iron. Krishna said to Duryodhana as he was walking to his mother's tent, why are you walking around naked? And Duryodhana said, you know, I'm going to see my mother. And Krishna said, is this appropriate to go to see your mother like this? I mean, I understand that when you were born, you saw your mother like that, or she saw you like that. But, you know, an adult doesn't go to see their mother. I mean, this is not America in the 1960s or 70s during Woodstock. So, anyway, Krishna convinced him to cover his midriff, and as a result, his midriff was actually vulnerable, not invulnerable. So, when Bhimsen was fighting with Duryodhana, he couldn't accomplish anything. He kept hitting Duryodhana on the upper portion of his body, and the club kept bouncing back, ding, 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 like that, bouncing back. And Bhimsen got a little frustrated because Duryodhana was hitting him, and Duryodhana was not feeling any pain when he got hit. So Krishna motioned to Bhimsen that you should hit Duryodhana on the here, below the belt, you know, in the thighs. And Bhimsen, taking Krishna's instruction to heart, hit Duryodhana below the belt, and as a result, Duryodhana's thighs were broken, and Duryodhana died a very horrendous death, you know, just lying on the battlefield in complete pain, having his thighs broken. It's a very painful situation. Anyway, so when Balaram saw that, what Krishna had done, he became so angry with Krishna, and Arjuna especially, that Balaram said, all right, if Bhimsen wants to fight, he should fight with me. And Balaram took out his club, getting ready to kill Bhimsen. Of course, Bhimsen would not have been able to defeat Balaram. And Krishna just basically told Balaram, you know, said, you know, please think of the insults that were given to the Pandavas. This was appropriate, and I told him to do it. And Balaram went away real frustrated at that particular point. He thought, Krishna has done it again. He's disobeyed me again. So this is a violation. In other words, I was pointing this out. This is a violation of etiquette, where the older brother wants something or says something, and the younger brother opposes him. So Krishna is quite expert in violating ordinary etiquette. And, of course, the most famous thing is he dances with others' wives in the middle of the night. So, now talking about the ontological position of Balaram. Of course, Balaram, as we mentioned before, is the first expansion of Krishna. He assists Krishna in many ways, apart from the pastimes which we just talked about, that Balaram manifests himself as the Brahman thread of Krishna, as the sitting place of Krishna, the sitting place, the singasana, that means lion throne. And in fact, it's described that Balaram maintains, is the whole temple. Whatever temple you have that is dedicated to worshiping Krishna, not the demigods, then Balaram manifests himself as that temple. And that's why we have this very nice prayer in the morning that we sing during the Guru Vashtika, that the spiritual master, along with his disciples, is engaged in cleansing the temple. The reason that the spiritual master engages in cleansing the temple is that the temple is actually a manifestation of Balaram, and it's like deity service. I know everybody wants to go on the altar and dress the deities and everything like that, and very few people want to sweep the floor of the temple room. Pujari just laughed at that. You know, it's very easy to find someone to dress the deities. And then you say, can you sweep the floor? No. Can you clean outside? Can you pick the flowers? No. Can you... I mean, so many things. Can you do some construction work? No. Can you dress the deities? Yes. Even can you do arty? They say no. But it's just like people want to be prominent by dressing the deities so other people can see them. So, see how well they did. This is one of the Pujari diseases that people have. So, in any case, anything to do with the temple, even like yesterday I was seeing Krishnanama make this nice drain by the office building, the block building we have over there. That's the same as deity worship. That's the same as worshiping the deity. And you get the same result because that's Balaram. So Balaram is also the umbrella, the shoes, the pillow, all these different aspects of the Supreme Personality of Godhead's paraphernalia that are manifestations of Balaram. So let's talk about Balaram's appearance. Of course, Balaram is the son of, does anyone know? Rohini. He's called Rohini Nandana. And his father's name is Vasudev. Okay, so he was the seventh son, like was predicted that Krishna would appear as the eighth son of Vasudev and Devaki, and the eighth son of Vasudev and Devaki would kill who? Kamsa. Just make sure everyone's awake. Would kill Kamsa. So Balaram actually appeared as the seventh son, yet he was transferred by the Yogamaya into the womb of Rohini. And Yogamaya took his place, so as a result, Kamsa saw a daughter that was born of Vasudev and Devaki instead of the son. And Kamsa got ready to kill the daughter, and the daughter flew up in the air and actually said that the person who was supposed to kill you has been born. And therefore, Kamsa got good warning about that. Anyway, so that's Balaram's appearance. And then, let's see, some more stories about Balaram. So, here's the story of Balaram's marriage, which is really interesting. There was a king named Revata, who lived in the, actually he said he lived in the ocean, and he had 100 sons. And his oldest son was named Kakudmi. And Kukudmi had a daughter named Revati. And Revati was looking for a husband for his daughter. Actually, this is one of the main things in Indian society and traditional society. You find this recited all the time, that this knowledge given all the time, that if you have a daughter, it's a sense you have so much anxiety over the daughter because you have to get her married, right? It's a tremendous amount of anxiety for parents to have a daughter. I'm not saying you shouldn't have a daughter, but tremendous amount of anxiety. How to get her married, who is she going to marry, protect her, because you got all these, you know, if she's a little attractive, you got all these rakshasas and other people are trying to kidnap her. You see this, at least in traditional society, in modern society, it's also like that. You got all these people who are trying to contaminate her. If she goes to a normal school. So it's a tremendous amount of anxiety. So this Kukudmi was in anxiety over his daughter's marriage, so he went to Lord Brahma to try to find a proper husband for his daughter. You know, because he thought that Lord Brahma would definitely have a list of all the eligible men in the universe, more than anyone else. I mean, sometimes people even come to the guru and ask the guru to find a husband for them. Or husband for their daughter, because they think that the guru has a good list of all the eligible men in the International Society of Krishna Consciousness. So Brahma has a list of all the eligible men in the universe. So he went to Lord Brahma, and Lord Brahma was having a musical performance at that time, a concert. And so we had to wait in the outside room. Lord Brahma came out, and he told Lord Brahma what he wanted. And Lord Brahma started laughing at him. And he said to Lord Brahma, "Why are you laughing at me?" And Lord Brahma said, "I'm laughing at you because everyone you knew, and everyone who knew them, and anyone who knew them, is dead. And nobody even remembers anybody." So, anyway. So, therefore, the only person left, I mean, the proper person left, it said 27 Chatur Yugas have passed. 27 Chaturyugas means the four yugas. You know, you have the Satya Yuga, Treta Yuga, Dwarpa Yuga, and Kali Yuga 27 times since you've been up here. Because the earth experience of time is quite different than the experience in Brahmaloka. So, but if you hurry down to the earth planet, Lord Balaram is now on earth, and therefore you can get your daughter married to Balaram. And so she married Balaram, and then Kakudmi retired. Why did he retire? Because his daughter was married. This is a sort, like I said, it's a source of anxiety. So, more stories about Balaram, very interesting stories. Balaram also had many interactions, as I mentioned before, with Rukmi. This is the story of Rukmi being killed by Balaram. Once upon a time, there was the marriage of Rukmini's grandson, Aniruddha, with Rukmi's grandson. Rukmi's granddaughter, Rochana. This was held in a place called Bhoja Kata. So in this particular instance, Rukmi still was angry at Krishna, so he wanted to get even. So the king of Kalinga suggested that they have a chess game with Balaram. And Balaram was not very expert at chess. Of course, in those days, the chess game was different. It was, it's like a cross. They have like four different boards on the four corners. So, of course, that was a pastime. Balaram, of course, is the most expert at every game. And so, Rukmi was playing chess with Balaram, and first they bet 100 coins, 1,000 coins, at 10,000 coins. Actually, Balaram had won, but they declared that he had lost. And Balaram got really angry. Really angry. And they finally challenged for 100 million coins. And then there was a voice from the air that spoke that said, Balaram is the winner. And Rukmi said, no, I'm actually the winner. There was a big fight at this particular point. And Rukmi at this point criticized Balaram. He said, you're by birth, you're just a coward boy. Actually, he wasn't a coward boy by birth because he was as Vasudeva's son. Vasudeva was a Kshatriya and Rohini was a Kshatriya, but still he was brought up in Vrindavan. He said, your upbringing was as a coward boy and you're not expert. And so what Balaram did after some times, he took his club and hit Rukmi in the head, killed him. And because the king of Kalinga had suggested all these things and was showing his teeth during the whole chess game, he broke the king of Kalinga's teeth and he broke everyone else's arms and legs. And that happened at a nice marriage ceremony. You know, that wasn't even a declared fight. That was a marriage. Pretty interesting. And Prabhupada says this was not at all uncommon during Kshatriya ceremonies, because the Kshatriyas, they were very chivalrous. You know, when they were challenged, they had to meet the challenge, and when they had a fight, they had to fight to the finish. Okay, all glorious to Srila Prabhupada, Lord Balaram Ki.